I rode with old Jeb Stuart and his band of Southern whores. There never were no Yankees who could beat us force to force. No, they never did defeat us, but we never could evade their dirty foreign politics and cowardly blockade.
Well, thank you, Waylon. Really appreciate that lead in here to the Rebel Madman radio program here on the fourth day of November in the year of 2023. And we are so fortunate today to have with us Mrs. Stephanie Anson. And she is giving us a great deal of information. And during the break, she and I were talking about what she did to research what had happened to her from these vaccines. And I think that would be of great value to a lot of folks. So, Stephanie, would you be willing to proceed with that, please, ma'am?
Absolutely. So one of the things that I first started looking into, and as I had mentioned earlier, it really kind of started with not just my own personal experience in getting ill, but clicking those, you know, putting those, tracing those dots once, you know, that anthrax vaccine came out. And I started listening to individuals that were being silenced. Because what I found out, especially talking to those in the science field, is that once they make discoveries that mainstream are not to their liking, they will request changes to be made to their statements or some of their information. And I think one of the most controversial individuals that I've already spoken about is Dr. Mikovits. And I'll kind of explain a little bit of how they tried discrediting her and how you can take a look beyond what they do to discredit somebody. So, interestingly enough, she was prosecuted in the early 2000s. She had come out, I believe, in 2009 with a paper on chronic fatigue syndrome and had associated some bacteria and some other things, you know, to it. And the company that she had worked for ended up getting paid off by, you know, the Fauci and some associates in NIH to kind of cover up her work. And she ended up having to go, I don't believe the whistleblower law was in place at the time. I'm not sure, you'd have to check me on that. But she ended up having to go into international waters and stay there for a period of time as these lawsuits and everything were going through. And so what they'll do is they will blacklist or try to muddy the waters and discredit any individual that comes out against mainstream. And the first thing that I do is I start looking into why and what it is are they, you know, are they stating, and is there anything that you can find that solidifies those statements. And what I found out is that Annette Whittemore, who was the president and CEO of the Nevada Center for Biomedical Research, where she was working at the time, all she had done when she released that report, what she had her documents and her notebooks that she had taken home with her. Nothing different from what any other scientist who's heavy into projects would be doing, maybe nothing different from anybody on any project that they're working, especially when they're that dedicated and into it. So they came after and told and basically stated that she had stolen this documentation. And at the same time, the CEO of this president and CEO of this biomedical research company, they were convicted felons for campaign finance, breaking the law for campaign finance for Harry Reid. Right. So when you start looking at the backgrounds of these individuals, you start finding that I always say it's by the connections and the associations. Any individual that comes out squeaky clean and starts selling you, you know, whatever it is, this great big pie in the sky, the first thing I ever do is I take a look at who they're associated to. Who are they associated to? What have they voted on or what have they supported? And what are those associations associated to? Because if you understand how to look up corporations, shell corporations, foundations, and start linking all those together, you can find the money trail. And when you find the money trail, you find the motivation, okay? And so once you start digging in and finding the money trail on this prosecution of her, you realize it was just a bamboozle and that they were going after her to try and blacklist her so nobody would believe what she had to say when she came out to speak the, you know, this information. And one of the top individuals, like I stated, was Fauci, who had gone, you know, after her in order to shut her up, okay? And so after trying to find associations and a money trail, the next thing that I typically do is, especially now that they've started to change keywords that you may look for, I start thinking about that time period that may have happened and what was associated to it. And then I start researching based on those associations, and then I'll usually find what they're trying to hide. And so you have to go about it in a little bit different way, knowing that they are trying to cover up information, or they're trying to make it where it's still public so they don't violate, quote unquote, the law on what's supposed to be recorded for the public to have access to, or, you know, FOIA requests. And that's how they get around it. Or if they deny a FOIA request, they say, oh, well, we couldn't find anything based on those terms that you're requesting. Well, your terms are wrong, and they're wrong because they've changed them. And so you have to change what your terms of your requests are going to be, even if it sounds ridiculous, like requesting information on Corney instead of Comey. And so that's really how I go about my research. And I knew I was onto it because on Facebook, I ran a private group early on in Facebook, and I was probably one of the first profiles terminated. I think I'm on my fifth profile. And I was terminated before anybody was ever terminated or heard of. And I started putting a lot of things out there that I was finding, you know, that the news was reporting the opposite of, and I was providing sources to it, you know, or, you know, basically stating, listen, you need to go to the Federal Register or the Treasury Department. They're hiding the document there because it's supposed to be here and they've moved it over there. And so understanding how to do that research, I think, is really key to finding information, because it's not going to be easy to do. You really have to put time into it, document it, and just reread it over and over until something clicks for you to research the next aspect that's going to give you the key to what you're looking for. And I think that's why it's so hard for people today to find the data or the information they're looking for, especially when someone tells them about it, is because of the way they hide things now. And you can't rely on it, search engines like Google or any of those, maybe for some common things that they're not really trying to hide, but you really have to go into alternative, you know, search engines like Freespoke, or just go to the sources themselves, you know, like the National Archives or the Library of Congress, and just dig and dig and dig and find associated bills or individuals that might be associated to something that you know you're looking for, and start looking into their background or what their associations are. And you'll eventually find what you're looking for, but it's not easy. And they make it that way on purpose.
Well, not only that, Stephanie, but these things, a lot of these things I have found, I went, you know, I was at the National Archives in the early 80s, and Library of Congress, University of Virginia, University of Maryland, other places, University of South Carolina, looking up original source documents. And the one thing I can tell you, they are disappearing as fast as a snow in Arizona in July.
Yes. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Stephanie. You got it.
Oh, as I say, whatever you have, archive it. So I've archived a ton of data over the years on archive.gov and some other archive locations, because that's exactly what's happening. If you go back to look up, I just tried looking up one the other day and I couldn't find it. Oh, it was one of the videos from Dr. Nicholson. I couldn't find the video anymore, but I remember archiving it. So I went into the archives and I was able to pull it up. So anything that you have that you're afraid is going to disappear, you archive. And I know what it was. There's two things. It was his video, and it was also the 13th Amendment, okay, that existed prior, that people say never existed. And it was on the West Virginia archives. The state archives had it. Mm-hmm. And so did, gosh, was it New Hampshire, Connecticut? Some Northeastern state also had it in their archives. It's gone. But I archived it on archive.gov a long time ago. And so a screenshot of it and the additional link to the document. And so this is what they're doing now, as you said, with our, you know, government documents or things of our past regarding what our Constitution should be, or, you know, the internal banking takeover that took place in 1871 in Ford. You know, that stuff is disappearing, like you said, but there are a lot of people that have archived a lot of those documents or archiving them now, and you can still find them by going on there if you have the original URL. That's the other key. So my documents that I keep, or everything that I've documented over time, I've always kept the original URLs. That way, when those things are archived, I can go back and find them and pull them back up.
Yeah, good plan. And, you know, that's You know, but I think so many times, Stephanie, I think of the difference between Orwell and Huxley. And when Orwell, 1984, and Huxley, Brave New World, first of all, you know, with the 1984 by Orwell, he said that the government will destroy and hide all of the books, all of the relative truths of information. But then, and I think that's true, and I think that's what we're seeing, but then Huxley had a very poignant point of view. He said, there will come a time when the government doesn't need to hide anything because people don't read.
That's happening now. You get, like you said earlier, you give them the material, they will refuse to read it, and they will argue with you, which I just fundamentally don't understand that, because it's probably the most ignorant response anybody could ever give, and they're happy to do it. You know, it just blows me away that, and that's when you know the programming's working. That's when you know the mind control that they've done on the United States and the people in the United States is working, because people will stick by their guns no matter how wrong they are and refuse to even look at the material in front of them. And I don't know if it's their ego or if it's they're just afraid of being wrong, or if understanding all of that's true is so scary to them, they'd rather live in their imaginary world.
Well, I think you're right about on all of those points. I've witnessed all of them. And recently I had this person tell me that Thomas Jefferson believed this, that, or the other. And I said, well, you know, Jefferson said just the opposite in several letters to other people. And so I presented him with the letters, and he said Jefferson didn't know what he was talking about. So, you know, if you are that damn dumb, I don't see much hope for you, to be honest.
Well, I think some of the most educated, right? There's a difference in being educated than being smart.
Yes, big time.
The most educated, I think, are the biggest problem. They are so stuck on titles and the esteem of someone's status that's more important to them you know, versus their quality of character, or whether or not they really do know what they're talking about. You know, when I can read a book, memorize it, and repeat it too. I don't need to have multiple degrees to do that. And there's this push on education, you know, and what degrees back. I get it if it's on a subject that you're an expert in, you know, but a lot of times these people, they speak in areas that they're not experts in, but they use that degree that they have that which is not in that subject matter to basically state that you're the one that's stupid because they carry that degree. I never understood that, you know. You look at throughout history, some of the most intellectual people that have brought us changes for the positive, you know, in the United States, or inventions, so to speak, that don't have degrees. I mean, so where this concept comes from just amazes me. And education's controlled anyway. I mean, the institutions, all of our college institutions, you know, were founded by these elite societies, and people don't understand that either. They have no idea where these charters go, who funds them, where the money's coming from, why, you know, they have sororities, you know, and fraternities, and what those are associated to. And everyone's very proud of it. But if they knew the truth behind a lot of that, they probably would quickly divest themselves of it.
Mm. Yeah. Very much so. And, you know, I look at this, and I've experienced this for 40 years, Stephanie, the people that even when you show them, you know, absolute unmitigated truth in original source documents, and their immediate response is something like this idiot who said, well, Jefferson didn't know what he was talking about. But he knew, see, the very thought of this, and this is what I ask him. So you're telling me you knew Jefferson better than Jefferson knew himself? And he wouldn't respond.
Isn't that amazing?
It's absolutely incredible. The more I see of it, you know, because I was firmly convinced back when I first got into the National Archives and the Library of Congress, and, you know, and I was able to look at NSA files and some other places, and which have long since been declassified. But some of these documents that you look at and you tell people about these documents that show the truth, And they just discount them. Nope, that's not right, because my Marxist professor at college told me different. Now, why do you think your Marxist professor told you a lie? Because the lie is the basis of socialism.
Yeah.
And so they took over the educational system over 100 years ago. They have dominated. 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto mandates government schools. And people, even when they know that their country's falling apart and they know something is terribly wrong with the school system, keep sending their kids anyway.
I know. Well, and then look how long they made fun of homeschooling, which is growing by leaps and bounds. As parents have realized, you know, facing these school boards and what they're doing to their kids, you know, I mean, just the math alone, when Common Core came out, you know, because I've been on this train for a very long time, I was blowing the whistle because I knew at the time when Common Core came out and they were pushing it, you know, overseas, they were tying U.S. aid to it. And so the Obama administration were going to Christian countries, Christian nations, and they were saying that if you do not adopt this Common Core, which was associated to the biggest part for them, were the books associated to sex education for the children as little as 5 years of age. And the leaders of these Christian countries, especially in Africa and South Africa, were screaming and saying, we want nothing to do with this. And the Obama administration came back and said, well, if you don't, we're taking away your aid. And that mm-hmm. aid was, you know, really what they relied upon. And part of it, you know, it was they had partnered with the Planned Parenthood Federation, International Federation, which is also a part of the UN. A lot of people don't know that either. And so their entire curriculum and programming that was involved, the sole purpose of it was to introduce and make children sexual at a very, you know, early age. And of course, that rolled out. And when I started talking about it, you know, at the time, my friends especially, they're used to me, you know, hearing me talk about things that they call me a conspiracy theorist. And they would make fun of me and tell me, oh, you know, you just need to put your tinfoil, you know, cap on. And here we are today. And everything that I had stated that was going on or that was going to happen in a matter of years. Now, this was, when was that it rolled out? 2014, I think, maybe 2012, 2014 timeframe, whenever it was that it rolled out, everything that I said was going to take place with the school systems, the books, you know, the, teachers unions, where a lot of it's coming from, because at the time when he was in office, they were holding the meetings where they were calling everybody, you know, the teachers unions were having everybody come into these conferences. And that's where they were doing a lot of the racially divisive stuff and teaching the teachers, you know, this, and then having them go back out into their school systems and roll out these programs. And you had a little bit of uproar over that. But really, it wasn't until these last few years when it came full circle and parents really, truly understood, you know, what was happening. And a lot of it, you know, especially like in Seattle, state of Washington, you know, the schools were taking children and they were bypassing the parents. And, you know, for instance, little girls that are giving them IUDs at the age of 9 in some of the school systems, not even informing the parents, just like you see today, where they're starting to try and push the transition, you know, the drugs. We've got an instance here in Florida that DeSantis had got involved in because the school system in Clay County had decided that they, the guidance counselor was talking to this little girl and basically came to the class and announced to the class the girl's boy's name and was telling her that she should transition. The girl had a meltdown, went home and hung herself. Her parents found her in time. So the parents are going after the school system. DeSantis gets involved. And then the teachers, they don't fire the guidance counselor. And the teachers turn on these parents. And then you get the other parents that are on board with this transgender changing of the children. And they are, you know, coming after these parents. And it's the worst. I can't even believe some of the stuff I'm seeing and I'm hearing. And the huge lie that they talk about with the bill, the don't say gay bill, there's nothing in that. But if these individuals going back to people who spout talking points instead of actually sitting down and reading the information in the bill, it doesn't say anything about don't say gay. It basically says, first of all, it's against the law, okay? Everywhere in the United States, it's against the law, well, except for California, where they now made it legal that you could have 10 years age difference between the child that you prey upon in your own age. But beyond that, throughout the entire United States, pornographic material is illegal to be given to a child. A child cannot consent, period. And so, you know, all that's coming to head. And the warning signs were there. It was all rolled out on purpose under the Obama administration. You know, just like some of the things that, you know, took place with the Pelican Project, which went right under everybody's noses. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of the other things that they were doing was they were setting up all the pins for a Hillary election to knock those pins down and take this country out. And a lot of people don't realize really how far in the weeds we got under the Obama administration and everything that they were setting up in the background. I mean, it goes back to the Bundy Ranch, you know, why they were going after their land since the 70s, because it contained uranium. They gave the sample of uranium off that land to Russia. The person that provided the sample in person was Robert Mueller. And people don't know this. That's why Rosatom and Uranium One are such a big deal, because their whole goal on trying to always blame Russia and go after Russia as far as war goes, or North Korea, which is run by the CIA, or Iran, was they all have a sample of this uranium. And so if a dirty bomb goes off in the United States, which they found one, by the way, on the tarmac in Lakeland several years ago, which was part of the Pelican Project operation that was going on, you know, the whole point was that since uranium's traceable, they'd be able to turn around and point a finger at Russia, and then there goes World War III. And so that was this whole uranium plan, if you really want to get in the weeds into Rosatom, Uranium One, why, you know, the big deal was going on with Iran and getting them, you know, uranium, or allowing them to have nukes, and of course what was going on with North Korea, which was completely run by the CIA. You got Governor Bill Richardson over there, along with Eric Schmidt from ABC Company, which runs Google, setting up their servers in the North Korean compound. But yet we're not supposed to cross that line. And I mean, it just amazes me how people are so lost to what's really going on out there. And when you show, like, there's pictures of Richardson and Schmidt in that server room with the North Korean leaders all over the wall, standing next to the military members in full uniform. And people will deny that, you know, that then look at what happened in, you know, with Benghazi or Syria, you know. And so during that whole, even my own family that are veterans or retired, when that was going on in Benghazi, I kept saying, listen, we are funding ISIS. We are funding ISIS. It's in the State Department cables. There's, you know, FOIAs that were called that you can pull up the data and take a look. You know, McCain's a part of it. He's going over there meeting with Baghdadi and all those other individuals. And if you remember, the white helmets at the time that were going around supposedly filming the aftermath of Assad, you know, bombing his own citizens with chemical weapons, those individuals were actors. They won an Emmy Award. And if I have all the photos of all their staging before and after, when they were doing, you know, setting people down, putting, you know, paint on them and, you know, powder, and making them look like they just crawled out of the concrete or they're half dead,
right,
all these things going on. And when, and so what I know about Tomahawks, so Trump comes into office and he launches 57 Tomahawk missiles, 37 of those 57 miss. But if you go at the time onto Google Maps and look up the targets that those Tomahawks hit, there were depots that were owned by Soros and company and some other cabal entities that were holding the chemical weapons, in addition to harboring the mercenaries, paid mercenaries, that were ISIS. And so because Tomahawk weapons have a 95% precision rating in a 9-meter radius, there's no way they're missing miles off. And 37 of them? You've got to be kidding me. And so these are the lies that, you know, are told. And if you don't have any type of experience, you know, in warfare or any of those things, you would never pick up on that. When those missiles hit, the first thing that started ringing in my head is absolutely not. There's no way. That can't happen. And then I started looking up and Googling, again, going back to how do you research, I immediately went and looked at what the labels were of those areas that those Tomahawks hit. And then I looked up the corporation entities that owned them. All public information, but people don't know how to do that, or they don't know to do that. And so they just go with the news narrative. And that goes right back to how we're lied to, you know, and everything that's taking place, you know, and I'm sure a lot of it's going to come to fruition. I mean, the information still hasn't come out about Extortion 17, the involvement of our government, you know, behind Fast and Furious to Benghazi, to all of it was manufactured. All of it was manufactured against our own people by our own government entities that are, you know, associated to the deep state. And it's just amazing to me to this day that information still not public knowledge.
Oh, well, big time. And Stephanie, just to one of our callers called in, one of our listeners, and made this statement, and I think it's something we I'm not surprised at all, but they say that archive.org is now erasing things from their site, and that it is imperative that we save our documents locally.
Yes, I do have backup drives I've saved mine on to, and I keep them unplugged. The other thing in addition to that is there are some tools that are free that you can download. And those tools will allow you to download videos, so important videos that have information on them that you're able to save off. Right. You know, and if you're ever going to repost them, get the credentials of who originally posted it so you can give them credit if that ever, you know, takes place. But, you know, you can download these things and save them off. But yes, I do know that they have been erasing things, but mostly what people are really looking for. But if you're going into some of the older documents yet, they haven't gotten there, but you know, I'm not surprised. I have a lot of links that work with the mind control research that I have that are no longer working or working in the archives either. So I know they're going after trying to pull that information out, you know, because that's probably one of the biggest things that was a shock to the country is finding out, you know, how controlled we are through some of the, you know, the way the CIA said, what they say, once we know that they listen to everything that we say, we have them under our thumb. I don't remember what the official statement
William
was.
William Casey, we will know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false.
Unquote. Right.
1982.
Yep. And then you had the Smith Month Act, over, you know, what is that, in 2012? So now they can legally lie to us. People don't know that either. You know, and they argue with you on that one, too. When you say, here's the document signed, the NDAA, and, you know, again, right back to not wanting to read it, or, you know, there's just no way our government would do that. So I just, very cynical.
Well, Stephanie, it's kind of unusual. I wrote an article many years ago, and it's still available. I think it's available at Rents. There were a few other places that have gotten rid of it. But if there was a court decision actually in Florida, back probably around 2005, 2006, there was a court decision in Florida where the court said that the media can legally lie. And so it's in a court decision as well as everything else. So all of you people who get all wet drawered over the wonderful, you're thinking that the media is telling you the truth, they don't have to.
No. Well, and most of them belong to the CIA anyway.
Yeah, and one of the CIA directors, William, not Casey, but I'm trying to
Cohen.
Think of his name. Yeah, he made it public. He said the CIA, in a congressional hearing, he said the CIA owns anyone of any major importance in the media.
Would that be the same hearing he admitted to weather warfare?
Yes.
Okay. I have the transcript of that, and that's usually when people want to deny that, you know, I mean, they seeded the clouds in Vietnam, guys, you know.
Oh, yes.
Russia, on a regular basis, whenever they have celebrations, will clear their skies. So they have a nice, clear day for celebrations. And this is very common knowledge overseas that we just don't have that knowledge here, or they're in complete denial. But, I mean, weather warfare has been good. It's documented throughout through Congress, you know, through SecDefs. And who was the other one? Was, he's a snake.
Here comes some music, Steph. Right. We'll be back on the other side. No, you're fine. We'll be back on the other side, lady. Thanks, folks.
You You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
A Virgil Caine is the name, and I served on the Danville train. To Stone Rush Cavalry came, and they tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive. By May 10th, Richmond had fell.
Down. That is one of my favorites. And if you ever find anybody that sang a song with more passion than LaVon Helm sang in that one, please let me know. But here, folks, I have had a very good friend of mine for several years, Jim Ram. He's been on with us, and he's been listening to Miss Stephanie. And Jim has a business of his own called Do-It-Yourself Health. And we appear on his program on Thursdays. And again, we want to give Jim now the opportunity, and Miss Stephanie has agreed. Jim has some health questions, and they're going to get into some health questions for this half hour. So, Jim, Stephanie, take it away, please.
Well, all righty. Thanks, Mike. And I got to say, the first hour and a half has just been absolutely amazing. I have really enjoyed sitting here and just listening to everything. Stephanie, you are one heck of a researcher, I can tell you that. And I'm really just enthralled to be here. But, you know, it's always one of the big things. You know, you talked a lot about what you went through with the inoculations you received in the military, and I can confirm same kind of thing. I was in the Marine Corps in 1978 when I was stationed at Quantico, and one day they lined our entire company up and just hit us about five times with those pneumatic guns. And to this day, I tried for years, and probably because of the Murrow building, I have never been able to get my shot records. I have no idea whatsoever what I was injected with. But I think that may have something to do with some of the challenges I've faced over the years. But, you know, we've heard about what happened and the kind of, you know, being curled up in the fetal position for days and weeks and that kind of thing. It must have been terrible. But what did you do to kind of get through that? And now apparently you're doing pretty well. What kind of things did you do to restore your health?
Well, after I stopped going to the Western medical doctors, I went Eastern medicine and started going through the holistic approach of, you know, treating the actual body itself, trying to, versus just masking, which, like I said, I wasn't taking those pills anyway, so it wouldn't have really mattered. But you know, I went in and I was referred to an Eastern medicine doctor, and I went in and she started doing some testing on me, which I was not experienced with. I had no idea what she was doing. It was very woo-woo. But whatever she did and what she had prescribed were a bunch of tinctures, and she was addressing the bacteria, because if you know anything about mycoplasma, you know, being a cell wall-less bacteria in your body, there's ways to treat it. So she had assigned me quite a few different tinctures. She found so many parasites and amoebas on my liver. I mean, I was having issues. My liver tests came back and they were very bad. I just had a lot going on with my organs. And so within 30 days, I went from being, you know, fetal position, not being always in pain, just wanting to just leave. I mean, I was at a point where I was dealing with it. I was ready to let go. And because nothing was working, and I knew I wasn't going to take those, you know, medications being prescribed. And I was on my feet again. Within 30 days, I was starting to recover. And it was a lot of, you know, different holistic tinctures. But what I found out, you know, through Dr. Nicholson was, as far as the mycoplasma infection goes, there's co-infections that go with that. So obviously, if someone does have CFS, MLS, or MS, ALS, and fibromyalgia, there are some co-infections that are go alongside of it. But as far as the mycoplasma goes, a series of doxycycline seems to be effective. Now, I didn't go through that, but that's what he speaks about and what he's discovered through his research and studying, you know, the veterans and the vaccines and things that have taken place with the mycoplasma. Then in addition to that, you know, I have some damage to my tissues and my organs. I have some things that are ongoing after I've been recovered for the most part. And a lot of, you know, I have heavy metals. I deal with a lot of things that, you know, there's a individual, Sharon, who Mike had mentioned earlier, she's helped me out a lot with. And, you know, other than that, it's frequency therapy. I know that when my, you know, autoimmune flares up, or it has flared up, you know, with the issues that I'm having, I'll go and I'll take the frequency device that I have and I'll wand it for however long it takes for that discomfort to go away, whether it's 10 minutes sometimes, and sometimes it could take up to 45 minutes. But it's amazing. And when you understand how that technology works, it makes sense, because when you take a cell, and I've known about vibrational frequency for a very long time. I had gotten a Rife machine probably about 16, 17 years ago. And, you know, or it wasn't a Rife machine, excuse me, it was Dr. Holda Clark's, because Rife was banned, right, in the United States. Right. It was actually banned in the early 1900s by Big Pharma. Because if frequency medicine was allowed to flourish, then there's no money behind it. So you can't continue to make money off the public when they have a device that they can keep in their home and not have to, you know, go in to see doctors. So that, you know, was one of the devices that I got. And I had set it to a setting to deal with one of the injections that they had given me was the HPV. You know, they gave everybody these, but I started having complications from that as well. And so I decided that I was going to set it to a setting to deal with those cells, because in vibrational medicine or frequency medicine, what happens is if that vibrational frequency is hitting that cell and it doesn't vibrate on the cell's level, it'll break that cell wall open and basically destroy that cell. And then, of course, it will be passed through the body through urine, defecation, or sweating. And so I knew that. And I guess I was messing with frequencies because you had to program them. And I released something where the next morning I had woken up and I ended up with some issues because I didn't know what I was doing. And when you're dealing with machines that you have to program for a specific frequency, you need to know what that frequency is and exactly what you're applying it to. So there can be a little bit, you know, complications there. But with this other device that I have found, they've developed this technology to where it the frequency is at the same level that your body gives off. So if those cells in your body are not matching the frequency of your body, then they end up being broken open in that same manner, and they're able to pass through your body. So your body can naturally heal itself, which is something God gave us the ability to do. You get a cut on your arm. You don't have to apply anything to it if you don't want to, and you can watch over several days as it miraculously closes itself up and heals. So we have self-healing ability, and what this device does is it allows your body's enhancement of that healing ability, basically puts it on overdrive. And so when it's dealing with diseased cells or things that of that nature, it's able to break those cells apart and flush them through the body. And that's kind of how the technology works. And a disclaimer, it's not a medical device. The company won't allow it to be, you know, it can't be perceived as a medical device. However, it does some amazing things for the body. And of course, Western medicine does include terahertz frequency technology in medicine. It's just not a direct application.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's good. The East, you know, that's a lot of things. So many people have been brought up over the years, you know, through TV programming, American Murder Association, Big Pharma, lamestream media, that no matter what happens, anything from a hangnail, hiccups, and cancer, you got to go to the witch doctor, the MD, the medical deity. And the thing that people don't realize is every single thing other than a trauma case, for the most part, that you go to an MD for is a nutritional deficiency disease. And they have absolutely no nutritional training. And that's one of the things you mentioned earlier about the people with the PhDs, although it's outside their area of training, that they think that, okay, I've got a PhD, so that means I'm an expert in everything. And that's what most MDs have. They have been given a certain amount of hubris and ego boosting going through medical school that the vast majority think that they're, you know, God's gift to everything health, you know, health-wise, when in fact they're nothing more than a man or a woman just like everybody else, and they're limited by their training. And that's why so many people, including yourself, didn't get any luck when they went to those people, because they had no clue how to train. All they do is treat symptoms with drugs and surgery, as opposed to looking at the underlying condition and dealing with that to make the problem go away. And that's what I've experienced over the years. I had a boatload of health issues that I was able to reverse all through nutrition in the last 10 years, including losing 70 pounds and keeping it off.
Oh, congratulations. That's
one of the
hardest
things to do. Yeah, I retired from police work in 1996 at 170, and by 2012, I was 240. And by 2013, after I discovered the science-based clinically verified medical nutrition that was set up and discovered and basically brought about by Dr. Joel Wallach, I reversed, you know, you name it, arthritis, floaters in the eyes, sensitive teeth, sciatica, you name it, including AFib, good grief, plus obesity, a bunch of other things. And both my knees were bone on bone. And of course, the doctors would tell me, well, the only thing you can do is get knee replacements. Yep, I rebuilt my knees, and in 90 days' time, threw away my cane, stopped limping, was going up and downstairs two at a time again, all through nutrition. But it's you got to have the right stuff, and Wallach is the only person that's ever really figured that out. And he wrote a book about it that's in the National or in the National Archives as a national treasure. But I said all that to say this. That's something that I'd like to talk to you more about because I think it could really help you. You know, you mentioned having heavy metals. And one of the doctors I work with, a guy named Peter Glidden, he's a naturopath with 30-plus years of clinical experience, was one of the first naturopaths ever to use chelation therapy. And when he got on board with Dr. Wallach and his protocols, he started doing testing on his new patients. And if they had heavy metals, he would put them on a 90-day regimen of our nutrients. And at the end of 90 days, he'd do another heavy metals test and find out that they don't have it anymore. Mm. And that's the thing, because people are told, again, by their idiot MDs that, oh, you don't have to supplement. That just gives you expensive urine. All you have to do is eat your four main food groups, and you'll get everything you need. And that's the biggest lie ever told. It's impossible to get what we need. And it's 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and then two essential fatty acids, 90 nutrients that you need every day to stay healthy. And because people don't have those, their bodies don't function the way they're supposed to. And when you put those back into the mix, the body now can do what it's supposed to do, which is take out the trash. And what we're seeing is it's helping people with the COVID jabs. It's helping people with heavy metals. It's helping just about anything. All 900 chronic health issues will go away, including ALS, MS, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, you name it. All those things go away if you catch it in time and you give the right nutrition. Mm-hmm. So that's a suggestion I have that you may want to look into, and I can get you some information on it. You know, look at it if you want. Great. If not, that's no problem either. But
sure. Yeah, I knew about chelation because that was one of the that was a consideration, because I think, you know, the memory loss that I have is really profound. I mean, it's embarrassing what I go through. And I have family members that get really upset with me because they just don't understand how I have not a single ounce of recollection, even after being fully explained of what happened and what I did and was involved in during that scenario. And I know it has a lot to do with the metals on the brain.
If I'm hearing you tonight, I wouldn't think you had any problem with recollection.
it's events in time. It's not, you know, and it's words. Sometimes I struggle with, you know, recollecting, you know, words. And people, I hear people, oh, I go through that too, but it's on another level. I'll switch around entire sentences where I'll say the end of the sentence in the beginning. I can't even do that if I try. I do the same thing with words where I'll state the end of the word in the beginning, you know, or I'll be in a conversation and my mind goes completely blank and I can't even remember what subject I was on or what I was talking about. And basically we just have to go into another, you know, another avenue. So yeah. I do have it, and it, the consistencies are there, but since I have been using the wand, the frequency wand, I have less of that happening than I have before.
Yeah.
So I think there's a huge benefit to that. You know,
that's something else I was going to say is what I've experienced in the last, I've been involved with this company with the wands since last July, a little over a year now. And prior to that, the only thing we ever saw that worked for these things was nutrition. Mm-hmm. But we're seeing now people that don't know a thing about nutrition are just getting one of these wands and they're able to reverse the same kind of stuff with the frequencies, which is rather interesting. It's working the same, it's doing the same thing nutrition does, but it's doing it in a different manner. Now, obviously doing both would be the best of both worlds. But the nutrition can be expensive and it's an ongoing process where you can buy a wand and have the thing. And as long as you don't break it, you're good to go for, you know, not just yourself, but other people too. And right. They're wonderful. And the nice correlate or the difference between them and things like, you know, I have a Rife machine sitting about 6 feet from me and it hasn't been out of its case in probably 15 years because it's such a pain in the backside to set up and program and everything else, because you have to dial in and you have to hit the target. And that's the difference between the Rife technology, which is specific to each specific pathogen, as opposed to the terahertz frequency that just basically gives your body the boost that it needs so that it can do its own work. And it's totally different technology, and it's so much easier to use. You just plug it in, point it, and turn it on, as opposed to all the stuff that you have to do with all the other things. I've got, you know, between the Rife machine, I've got a Healy, a Beamer, thousands and thousands of dollars worth of stuff. And this little $380 wand works better than any of them. And it's absolutely amazing, and it's so much easier to use. So, yeah, the thank goodness the technology's there. And the medical community, and this is, again, where the medical community really gets us, they've known about this technology for years, but nobody would bring it out because it would kick the snot out of the allopathic medical community. Mm-hmm. And it took a little guy in China to finally decide, okay, nobody else is doing it. I'm going to put one of these things together. And the first one cost $500,000. And now they've got it to like the fourth or fifth generation down to $380, and that anybody can afford. And it's you know, just going like gangbusters all around the world because it really works. And, you know, especially with these COVID jabs, people would listen to their doctors. The witch doctors would say, yeah, you got to take this. It's safe and effective. Then they'd be damaged if they were lucky enough to live, and end up going back to the same people that poisoned them for the antidote, which obviously they didn't have. And it wasn't until people started finding out about these things that they started seeing some relief. And quite honestly, that's kind of what I thought today's show was going to be about. Like, you know, I got the idea, like, you know, like Mike did, that your issues were from the COVID jabs. Thank goodness you never took one of those.
Oh, gosh, no.
And a lot of what you may be dealing with is from the HPV, because prior to COVID, that was the deadliest shot ever invented. More people have died from that thing than anything else except the COVID shots. And as you're probably well aware, the terrible fact that they're, you know, it's a female situation, but they're applying it to males so they can make more money. And the disgusting nature of the government, again, we're going back to, why would we believe these people? There's just tons and tons and tons and tons of evidence, proof that these things are killing people left and right, more than the disease ever did. And yet, to this day, you tune into TV, big lamestream media, the government, and they're all still saying safe and effective. Now we've got a new one for the latest variant. This one really works. Yeah, right. And you need to take it. And there's still people silly enough to line up and roll up their sleeves again.
Oh, well, I think it's ridiculous. My children's school, last year they did the live flu virus mist. Oh, I kept them home because I said, you've got to be kidding me. That means half the school's going to be out tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So they gave it on a Thursday. I kept the kids home. I said, there's no way you guys are going, because everyone's going to be walking around with this in the air. They sprayed up their nose, you know, and they send the sheet home and it says, you know, live virus. And I'm thinking to myself, do you, like, and this is a university school. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is a school, a K-12 school. It's associated to a state university. And so I was just kind of like, you've got to be kidding me. But this university also promotes the jab. So there you go. Yeah. So I kept them home, and I made the mistake of letting them go back Friday. And my youngest ended up getting sick, you know, and my oldest came home and said, yep, mom, half the school, half the students and the faculty are gone. They were not there. So then this year, they did it again for a Thursday. I'm thinking, why are you doing it on a Thursday anyway, after you realized last year that half the school was out? Do it on a Friday if you guys are so bent on doing it. So they do it on a Thursday again this year. And this year I kept them home both Thursday and Friday. But sure enough, you know, repeat of last year where students are out sick. And I'm thinking, you know, they sell it to you, like, you take it so you don't get sick. And then half the school's gone and they don't see the forest for the trees. Does anyone there that's at this university school not put two and two together from last year? Now you repeat it again.
Yeah, and it's all about money.
We're going to repeat it again next year.
Yep. And these people get so much money to have their kids have everybody vaccinated. And
these are your people with titles.
Right. Yeah. You know, they have absolutely no honor, no credibility, no character whatsoever. They're just, you know, they're whores. you know, the biggest price buys them, you know. It's just sad that, you know, supposedly institutions of higher learning, all the colleges are now requiring everyone, you know, not all of them yet, but they probably will, are requiring people to be, you know, jabbed before you can go to school there. And I said, that's a perfect design or indicator of whether you really want to go to school there or not. If they're stupid enough to require that stuff now, that means they're not very smart, because if they were real researchers, they know these things were lethal. They know there's no reason to take them. And they'd be telling you not, if you're, what they should be saying, if you've had the jab, you're not allowed to go to school here. But of course, they're not going to do that because they're getting too much money. And, yep. You know, when the government will fork out billions and billions and billions of dollars to whoever, whether it's hospitals that are killing people, and that's the big, one of the biggest frauds of COVID. Everybody, oh, so many people died. Well, no, the death rate actually went down, because the only people that died were the ones that went to the hospital and right. They weren't killed by the disease. They were killed by the treatment.
Yep.
You know, remdesivir and ventilators. That's what did them. And so thank goodness you didn't have to go through that. Goodness. No. And I'm so glad that you were smart enough not to wear a face mask. I never wore one during the whole thing either. And
well, they actually went around. So zoning showed up to my husband's business and, you know, tried giving him a citation, you know, zoning compliance of the county. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? You know, and I argued, I was stopped at CVS. I was stopped at Best Buy. I basically read him the Riot Act, and my father was following me because our refrigerator had gone out with, when we went to Best Buy. And of course that was when refrigerators were on back order for months and months and months, because we were having a supply chain issue. So I had to take a floor model, and the guy just started arguing with me. And I said, he's like, I'm going to call corporate. I said, you go ahead. And I just started reading him off what the law was. And I said, I'll come after you for $75,000. I'll come after corporate. And I said, if you call them on the phone and I present the law to them over the phone, they are going to back me, because they know I know what I'm talking about. And most of the people you deal with don't.
Yep.
And so he left me alone, and my dad just shook his head behind me, and we went and got my refrigerator, you know. And the same thing, you know, in CVS, the girl's trying to force me to take the mask, and I just took the whole box and shoved it in my purse and kept going.
Oh, my goodness. That's the thing, you know, like people can't deal with someone who is not a slave. You know,
right.
they want everybody to toe the line like they do. And when someone stands up because they know the truth, oh, my goodness, it's crazy. And we got a break coming up. So,
yeah, the 6-foot markers in the grocery store, I went the opposite direction. I didn't care. I just got right behind
the person in front of me.
Yeah.
Breathe down her
guys,
neck. You know?
We do have a break coming up. Yep. That is a great exchange. I just want the folks out there, the listeners, to know that in our fourth hour today, the first time that Rebel Madman has a third hour. First day with my new brain, too. Anyway, we'll be back on the other side. We're going to be taking callers, please. And please state the subject.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.